This is the Cannabis Report on KGNU Community Radio, where we keep you in the loop and updated with what's happening in the world of cannabis and plant medicine news. I'm Hanalee Myers, and with the scoop is longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good.
Okay, so you're going to give us a sneak peek on a new book coming out, detailing some of the wild goings-on in relation to the history of growing hemp here in Colorado, as well as in Boulder County. What can you tell us about this book?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I spent some time up in North Boulder on a farm near the Altona Grange Hall, and I was talking with Finn Murphy, who has written a book, Rocky Mountain High, A Tale of Boom and Bust in the New Wild West, and it's coming out this month, and it's about his experience. And it's not a very comforting story. He showed me the acreage that he planned to fill with hemp. And it's beautiful out there. It's just gorgeous. You know, you're looking out to the south. You can see Boulder in the distance. It's just gorgeous. And he says that that's all people talked about a few years ago was growing hemp. And he tells me that there were once about 90 hemp farmers in that general area. 90 hemp farmers in the general area. And, you know, hemp was touted back then as a panacea crop by the state of Colorado. It was easy to grow. The state promoted it as a way for farmers to employ another crop that would help rejuvenate the soil. And as he explains, the hemp revolution in Colorado was not led by stoners. And this is a quote. He says, it started at the universities and at the Colorado Department of Agriculture. Colorado State University and the University of Colorado Boulder have had serious hemp research going on for over a decade. That's definitely true, with the support of the CDA. Everyone's motivation was to develop a cash crop that might reverse the subsistence farming endemic to planting crops on a rocky alluvial plain, Colorado, in a semi-arid climate. And that's what was really going on. I think you were talking about some studies that say the same thing.
Yeah. Back in 2019, I remember I did a story looking at the SEAT project, which is in Kersey, Colorado, and they were studying, and I imagine still are studying, hemp and how drought tolerant it is. And this was after some of these bills had passed in Colorado, allowing them to study it in a way. And they came kind of to the same conclusion that is it more drought tolerant than, say, corn or alfalfa? Yes. Is it some sort of super drought tolerant, perfect crop for the arid, you know, American West? Maybe not so much. It's good.
It's better, but not the best.
And it was good to study for them studying subsurface irrigation, but not so much for finding this perfect crop that was going to change Colorado's agriculture.
And we're not talking about marijuana. It's the same plant and it's legal here in Colorado, but the designation for hemp is that it has to have less than 0.03 THC. And now, almost all hemp is grown indoors. This is the wildest part of the whole thing, is it was intended as a thing to help farmers with crops, and now it's grown almost completely indoors. Murphy says, I was planning to grow hemp for smokable flour on my farm. He says, that's different from hemp biomass, which is used to make CBD oil. And Murphy's no neophyte, you know. He was a guy who he started businesses before. He says, I've been researching hemp for the past year, reading that growing hemp could clear over $100,000 an acre. That's a lot of money. It was enough for him to retire on, practically. And he had started companies, dealt in the cashmere trade. He was a good businessman. This wasn't his first rodeo. He says, the looming hemp revolution made farming look like an easy layup. It all seemed like the great big American dream, and it did. Easy money, ride the wave, invest in farmland on the endless prairie. Go west, young man. The frontier holds endless opportunity. There's an American story so old it has gray whiskers just like me, but no less compelling for all that. I really like that line. And Colorado had really become hemp central at this time due to pilot programs that were going on here. Money was pouring in from out of state. The Colorado Department of Agriculture was enthusiastically promoting hemp. And their young and dynamic director was beating the bushes to the farm community, really getting this going. And it really got going in a big way. And Murphy himself, he bought a farm. He missed the deadline for getting the crops in the ground the first year, so he decided he'd help process CBD product for his friends and for his neighbors. And he did the homework, found a place to keep plants while they dried, worked his butt off. But when it came time to present a bill, the growers found that the price of hemp was zero. So they couldn't pay. So everybody lost money on hemp. And, you know, Murphy's a guy, he's renting his land now to farmers with cattle who need the space. And it's a great view out there. And the book is a great read. We'll hear a lot about it here because it's going to be released here in the next couple of weeks. Rocky Mountain High, A Tale of Boom and Bust in the New Wild West.
It sounds like a lot of people might have had this really, truly devastating experience, lost their livelihoods on the hope and the dream that this was going to be some miracle crop. And
they were told that, and they went, and like he says, they all believed it.
And I remember, again, doing that story in 2019, hearing folks in Sterling, and they were investing in just enormous amounts of equipment and so much to just hoping that it would all pan out and they'd be rich.
I'm really glad that he wrote this book. I think it's a real good lesson that everybody needs to learn.
Interesting stuff. Well, Leland, thank you for telling us about this. And we'll catch you next time on the Cannabis Report. You can catch the Cannabis Report the first and third Thursdays of every month. Thanks again, Leland.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.